Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, we're about to call the perfect woman. She likes black beans, she's got a hot body, and apparently she just got out of a long-term relationship. The perfect woman, at least according to Daniel, who's on the phone for a second date update today. He met a girl named Jill at Chipotle. They were standing in line, and they bonded over the fact that they both like black beans. Ooh. That was the big thing. She's dating material, and she's not crazy, because any girl that's single for a long time is usually crazy.
But so, only girls.
Yeah, only girls, though, not guys.
Because he's been single for 2 years.
All right, Daniel, I'm about to give her a call. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I didn't say all of them are crazy. Some of them are needy, too.
Oh, my God.
Crazy and needy, my bad. Or needy.
Your hypocrisy knows no end. Daniel, have you ever thought, I mean, I'm guessing no to this question, but maybe she's not calling you back because she just got out of a long-term relationship and doesn't want to jump into another relationship?
Nah, I think there was just too much that was good. I mean, she had a hot body. We liked the black beans. Everything you guys said already was true. So
yeah, man, it does sound like you had a deep connection. You're right.
I think it was probably just too much good stuff all in one day because, I mean, everything was so perfect. She was probably like, wow, I met Mr. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Overwhelming.
Just a little bit shook from that experience. All right.
Scared
well,
to call Mr. Right.
I'm going
to
dial her phone number right now and find out if that is the issue, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jill, please?
This is Jill.
Jill, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know what that is? Do you know what Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is?
Well, I think it's a show.
Yes, it is.
All right,
it's a
Jill.
Radio show. Have you ever listened to us before?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, good. It's good. It's good to like not really be sure about that. That speaks highly of us.
Yeah.
I'm calling you today, though, because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
Are you sure you have the right number?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. We do a segment called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So we got an email about you from Daniel.
Oh, okay. So what does he want?
Well, he wants to know why you won't commit to going on another date with him.
Oh.
He told us about when he met you. He said that he really liked you. He thought you guys had a good connection, and he's just confused.
Yeah, he seems like a really nice guy, I think, and he's pretty cute. I just, it's not really about him right now. It's about me. I know that sounds lame, but
no,
being honest.
He told us that you had just gotten out of a long-term relationship, and I suggested that maybe you just weren't ready to enter another one, and that's why you weren't calling him back?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that. Can I just be honest?
Yeah.
Sure.
For sure.
Well, I was in a long-term relationship, but my boyfriend just received a prison term, and so he's going to be locked up for, I think, 3 years.
Okay.
Wow.
A minimum. And so it's just making it really weird for me right now.
So wait, are you single or are you still with prison guy?
So when he went away, you know, we were still together, but he said, you know, I'll be in here a while, and he doesn't really want me to wait on him, and he wants me to be happy, which is totally the guy that he is, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Daniel the next day, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll see. It's a nice guy, and I don't know. Let's see, but I'm just still not sure.
Okay, so you kind of still have a boyfriend.
Well, I want to be open. It's just a little complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I would imagine.
So you did like Daniel, though. You thought he was like a good dude. It's just that you have a ex-boyfriend, sort of still boyfriend, who's locked up right now.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of fun. It was nice being, you know, out and having fun and not thinking about all of these other crazy things. And we had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jill, I also have to let you know that Daniel is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, yeah, he wants to talk to you. And this is not a collect call. There's no time limit on it either. So you can talk to him for a minute if you want to.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to him?
Are you serious right now?
Yes, I am. Unless you hung up. Daniel, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
So why didn't you tell me about this before? I mean, that's a concern for me.
Concern?
Well,
can you tell me how big this person is or how tall they are?
How big? Are we going to fight him?
Are you scared? What are you saying?
I mean, your dude's in prison. Like, that's just, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you know, Phoenix, he's in there for 3 years, so.
Yeah, but is it like a white-collar crime or a blue-collar crime? Is he tough? Or?
I mean, you're really strong, so, you know, you don't have to worry about any of that. I can tell you, you know, you're a tough guy a little bit, and I felt really safe with you, so.
You can square up with him.
Hmm.
Huh.
He sounds worried.
Yeah. What are you worried about, Dan? Are you worried about, like, you start dating Jill and then in 3 years gets out of jail and then...
Yeah, comes right after you?
His name's Phoenix. I mean, this sounds like a really tough dude. I don't know anybody called that.
He's a really nice guy. He's super sweet. Ooh. You know, he got caught up with the wrong crowd. It's nothing that you should worry about, Daniel. I had a really good time with you. And I know that if anything ever happened, like, you'd be fine. You've been in a knife fight at least once, right?
Oh, what? Did you say knife
fight?
For real?
No, I've never been in a knife fight. Why would you ask me that?
I mean, the world is a crazy place. Anything could happen.
Yeah, but you just said a knife. Like, that's the kind of stuff that happens in prison. I'm not trying to be in knife fights all of a sudden.
No, knife fights happen outside of prison, too. They can happen anywhere. And, you know, that's how people usually end up getting locked up in the first place.
Okay. Oh,
well, now we
okay.
Got all
now
we're
maybe getting a little information on why Phoenix is locked up.
Oh, dang.
Jill, I can't tell if you think knife fight is a positive or a negative for Daniel. Like, what's the best answer here?
Well, he seems like a guy that can handle himself.
Hey, newsflash. I can't handle myself in a knife fight. I'm just telling you.
Is that a deal breaker for you, Jill?
You know, no, I just think he's tougher than he thinks.
Okay.
You can do it, bro.
Yeah.
You're up for it.
Could you give me his whole name so I can Google this and do some research afterwards?
I don't even know his last name.
What
are you talking about? Like, he has no last name?
I'm sure he was born with a last name. It's just, he never told me the whole time we were dating. He never used a last name.
You see, we were dating for like 2 years.
This guy sounds nuts. I don't know what to say.
Dude, would you like to go on a second date with Daniel? We'll pay for it. He's got to bring his own knife, though. We're not paying for the knife.
I would.
You would?
I would.
Oh.
Yeah. Seems like he's a little shy, but he's also, like, strong and, you know, just in case anything gets rough out there in the world, I feel like he could protect me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Daniel, what do you think, man? You got a second date.
I think he just peed himself.
You know, I might have to think about it. I don't know. I don't know.
Are you scared to say no, Daniel, or are you really contemplating this?
Well, things have changed because there's another component to this. So I'm not saying no. I think you have a lot of good attributes. Like, your body is amazing. I just need more time to think about this.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Jill.
Jill, does that work for you? He's going to think about it a little bit?
I mean, yeah, Daniel, you could think about it, but don't wait too long. You know who's coming out soon.
Don't wait
too long because otherwise Phoenix will be out and looking for you.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'll do I'd better go now.
All right, we'll let you go then.
Bye.
We'll see you later. Good luck.
Oh, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.